Hello and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER, your trusted partner in doctoral support. I'm your host, Dr. J, and today we're diving into a topic that resonates with every PhD learner, overcoming obstacles in doctoral research. In our journey through academic writing and research, it's not just about gathering data or pinning down thoughts, it's about the resilience to face challenges and the creativity to think outside the box. Remember, every groundbreaking dissertation is a blend of perseverance and innovative thinking. So, whether you're at the beginning of your research journey or in the midst of a challenging phase, this episode is crafted just for you. Let's begin this learning adventure together, keeping it simple, practical, and engaging. Stay tuned as we unravel strategies and insights that will not only inspire you, but will also equip you with the tools to effectively navigate and conquer the hurdles of your doctoral research. In this introduction, I've incorporated a greeting and a brief overview of the episode's topic, emphasizing the importance of perseverance and innovative thinking in academic research. The tone is conversational and engaging, designed to resonate with PhD learners. So, diving into the world of doctoral research, what are the roadblocks most PhD students face? First off, it's about zeroing in on that one research topic. You know, the one that's not just unique, but also lights a fire in your belly. It's a bit like searching for a treasure without a map. Exciting but daunting, right? Now let's chat about data collection. Picture this. You've got your research question locked down, but gathering the data is like trying to find your way through a maze in the dark. Accessing the right resources and reaching out to participants, it's a real head-scratcher for many. And let's not forget the big one, time management. Juggling your research with everything else life throws at you, it's like trying to keep a dozen plates spinning all at once. We've all faced that music, balancing our passion with our day-to-day responsibilities. Here's a story for you. I once worked with a doctoral student. Let's call her Anna. Anna was deeply interested in social psychology, but pinning down that perfect topic was a real challenge. She felt like she was at a buffet with too many good choices. Then there's the tale of another researcher, Mike. He had his research plan all mapped out, but when it came to gathering data, boy, did he hit a roadblock. Trying to get surveys filled by professionals who are always on the clock was like trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing. These stories lead us to a key idea in research: boundary breaking. It's all about stepping out of your comfort zone and thinking outside the box to tackle these challenges head on. It's not just about finding the right answers. It's about daring to ask questions that no one else has. It's about exploring those paths less traveled in your field. Stick with me as we explore how to leap over these hurdles and how to transform these obstacles into opportunities for growth and success in your doctoral journey. All right, let's dive into overcoming those research hurdles we talked about. Think of this as a guide to smoothly navigate through your PhD journey. When it comes to choosing your research topic, it can feel a bit overwhelming, can't it? A great way to start is with a brainstorming session. Sit with a blank sheet and let your ideas flow. Anything goes here. Then delve into literature reviews. This step is key. It helps you see where your interests might fill a missing piece in your field. Also, having a chat with your mentors can be incredibly insightful. They can offer you a fresh perspective or maybe steer you towards an angle you hadn't thought of. Now onto data collection. If you're hitting a wall with traditional methods, think about other ways you could gather information. Could you use online surveys, in-depth interviews, or maybe case studies? And here's a tip, don't go at it alone. Collaborating with others can bring new ideas and resources to your research. Let's talk about managing your time. It's a big one. A tool I personally love is the Gantt chart. It's like a roadmap for your research. It helps you visualize each stage, set realistic deadlines, and track your progress. And in today's world, there are plenty of digital tools and apps designed to keep you organized and on track. But remember, while planning is important, so is being adaptable. Research is full of surprises. You might need to revise your topic or find new data sources or even adjust your schedule. That's all part of the process. It's about being open to learning and evolving along the way. Now, we're focusing on something crucial yet often overlooked in your PhD journey, the power of a solid support network. Let's start with your advisors. They're not just mentors, they're your academic lifeline. These are the folks who have navigated the waters of research and come out the other side. They're there for you, not just to critique your work, but to offer guidance, wisdom, and sometimes to be that much-needed pillar of support when things get tough. Now consider your fellow PhD students. They are in the trenches with you, grappling with their own research challenges, forming study groups, exchanging notes, or just venting about the process. These connections are more than just academic. They're emotional anchors, people who truly understand what you're experiencing. And hey, remember, informal meetups like grabbing a coffee or a quick lunch can spark some of the best ideas and solutions. And then there's the wider academic community. This could be professional bodies, online forums, or academic conferences. Engaging with these groups widens your horizon. It opens doors to new perspectives, feedback on your work, and even potential collaborations. It's about being part of a larger conversation, a collective striving for knowledge and discovery. But it's not just the academic world that counts. Your friends, your family, they play a critical role too. They might not grasp the nitty-gritty of your research, but they're your emotional bedrock. They offer a break from the academic bubble, a reminder of the world beyond your research. They're there to listen, to offer a shoulder, to celebrate your wins, and to pick you up when you're down. This network, this community around you, offers a blend of practical help, advice, and crucially, emotional support. It's about having a group of cheerleaders, sounding boards, and wise sages by your side. Navigating a PhD can be a solitary journey, but with the right people around you, it becomes a shared adventure filled with collective wisdom and support. So don't underestimate the power of building and nurturing these relationships. They're not just a nice to have, they're essential. They can become your greatest asset in this academic journey. This segment is all about keeping your motivation tank full and building your resilience muscle during your PhD journey. Let's talk about staying motivated. One effective strategy is setting small, achievable goals. Think of it like building a house brick by brick. Each brick is a small goal, and step by step, you're building something great. And don't forget to celebrate when you lay each brick. Finished a tough chapter? Take a moment to savor that accomplishment. These celebrations keep you going, fueling your journey one step at a time. Another vital part of staying motivated is maintaining a healthy work-life balance. It's easy to get lost in your research, but remember, there's a world outside those academic walls. Take time to unwind, catch a movie, go for a run, or just chill with friends. This isn't just downtime, it's essential for recharging your creative batteries and avoiding burnout. Now let's switch gears to resilience. In the world of research, things won't always go as planned. You might face setbacks, unexpected results, or criticism. That's where resilience comes in. It's about dusting yourself off and seeing these challenges as learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can this experience teach me? How can I use this to make my research stronger, better? Keeping a positive outlook is key. It's easy to get bogged down by the negatives, but try to focus on the positives. What progress have you made? What have you learned? And importantly, remember why you started this journey. Reconnecting with your purpose can be a powerful motivator. Lastly, persistence is crucial. There will be tough times, times when you question if it's all worth it. In those moments, remind yourself of how far you've come. Look back at the challenges you've already overcome. It's about pushing through, keeping your eyes on the prize. So there you have it. Break down your big goal, celebrate the small wins, find that work-life balance, learn from the tough times, keep a positive mindset, and stay persistent. These are your tools for staying motivated and resilient on your PhD path. And just like that, we're wrapping up another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Today, we covered some ground, didn't we? From tackling common research obstacles to building a strong support network, from staying motivated to building resilience. It's been a journey. Remember, Every challenge you face in your doctoral research is an opportunity for growth. Embrace these challenges, learn from them, and let them shape you into a stronger, more skilled researcher. As we sign off, I want to leave you with this thought. Your PhD journey is more than just a path to a degree. It's a journey of personal and academic growth. Keep pushing, keep learning, and keep growing. Your research has the power to make a real impact, and so do you. If you're looking for more resources and support, Writers ER is here for you. Check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download it at writersER.com/playbook. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, no matter how tough it gets, you've got this. Keep moving forward, and I'll be here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, keep making strides in your doctoral journey.